Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The DH, Rich Chiles. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Thormudsgaard. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Steve Staggs. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting sixth. The DH, Sam Ewing. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hector Torres. Batting ninth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jesse Jefferson. And now, play ball. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Jefferson. Smalley moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger strikes out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jefferson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Randall fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Staggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez takes first base on ball 4. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Ewing reaches second base with a double. Velez goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bostock. Woods reaches second base with a double. Ewing scores. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Woods moves to third. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Staggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woods scores. It's 3-0, Blue Jays. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Staggs. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Randall applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall takes first base on ball 4. Ford moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Randall moves to second. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Staggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Twins nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor strikes out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Blue Jays. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Velez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jefferson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-1 in the game. Shiles hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Twins nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Ault pinch hits for Sam Ewing. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Blue Jays. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Woods is called out on strikes. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Ashby reaches second base with a double. There goes Torres trying to get to home. Adams throws the ball into Smalley, who relays the ball to Weiniger, who tags Torres, who came all the way from first, for the out. Ashby moves to third. Two outs. Ron Schuler now pitching. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ashby scores. It's 6-0, Blue Jays. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staggs takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staggs moves to second. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Howell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Cubbage moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Randall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Randall reaches second base with a double. Cubbage scores. Ford moves to third. It's 6-1, Blue Jays. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ford scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Blue Jays. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Twins 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Velez takes first base on ball 4. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley juggles the ball. That's an error on Fairley. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs is 0 for 2 in the game. Childs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs fields it and throws to second for the out. Adams moves to third. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Ford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Twins 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Woods strikes out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ashby hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Randall hits a pop-up towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to second. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Twins 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Staggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 3 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jefferson juggles the ball. That's an error on Jefferson. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Twins 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Velez takes first base on ball 4. Steve Bowling pinch runs for Otto Velez. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ault strikes out. There goes Bowling. The throw from Weiniger to second, and Bowling is out. 2 outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bowling now playing right field. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Randall strikes out. 2 outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into right field. Bowling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.